Out with the old and in with the new. Big deal. All the same people who brought the world to the edge of crashing are still in positions to be able to do it in 2022. Now, I'm no prognosticator, but the past can inform the future, especially when the likes of the World Economic Forum and EAT Lancet tell us what they intend. There were lots of lessons to learn from 2021, and perhaps the most relevant is those who intend to destroy the world mean it. When they say they have plans, the best advice is believe them, then figure out how to beat them. The Culinary Libertarian Podcast, episode 172. Hello, folks. Dan Reed here, the Culinary Libertarian. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy to have you here. Happy to be here. And Happy New Year. To borrow from The Who, meet the new year. Same as the old year, as far as the overlords are concerned. Those are all the same. I mentioned the World Economic Forum, also the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and BlackRock and the Vanguard Group, the many elected, quote-unquote, leaders in the various countries doing what they're doing. Australia and the Netherlands, for example, Italy suspending driver's licenses for unjabbed Italians. It's just the madness is maddening. This is a brief episode, so we're doing away with a lot of the extra stuff today. And I'm just going to sort of set the table, so to speak, for the year to come. The garlic guest seems to prefer not being a guest, so I will find another garlic expert because it's interesting. One area I want to put more focus on this show is on food at the national and or world level. Now, there's a lot going on at a very big level, and it's not always easy to see. Now, I've done this show mostly pretending I dig all this content up myself. For the solo shows, that's exactly the case. For the guests, well, I let them do the heavy lifting. But for some of the upcoming solo shows, there's simply too many people far more connected and informed than I can hope to be, and they've done and are doing the hard work. I'm going to be using their work and citing them as sources of good information. One specific show and fellow is Christian, the Ice Age Farmer. He does exemplary work. I'm not entirely sure I know how he does it, but I'm glad that he does. So I suggest you go find him because he's good. I'm going to go into some of the issues he brings up next week for a specific episode, but between then and now, go check him out on Telegram or go find the Ice Age Farmer through Dr. Google or some other source, but it's good. You'll like it. Part of knowing what's going on at the wide angle view is to use that knowledge at the up-close and personal view level. What does it mean in Minnesota if Israel has an egg shortage problem? Now, I'm going to speak with our friend John Moody for an upcoming episode. John is a homesteader, but he is also so much more than that. He wears a lot of hats, and one issue he's been discussing that is of great interest is building a home of production, not consumption. Now, we'll get into the weeds about what that means, but the main takeaway here is the way out of the mess the global powers intend to continue is at the local level. Local means home first, then your block, then your neighborhood, then your town and your county. The state is probably dead, and the country certainly is, when it comes to implementing any policy that works for you and your neighbor. I do hope you had a very enjoyable Christmas holiday and a New Year's Eve. We took the girls skiing as a Christmas gift, which included the hotel and some time in a fun city. This was their first time ever on skis, and they did well, and they also had a lot of fun. They had so much fun that we went back the next day, and I skied too. This is the first time, that was the first time in the 2000s that I've put on skis. The last time I put skis on my feet was 40 years ago. Now, it was fun, and I was surprised, happily, how quickly muscle memory all came back. And I will admit that back 40 years ago, for you skiers, you'll know what this means. If you don't ski, it's just reference to the length of the ski. I used to ski 190s, and I was like, no way am I doing that again. Certainly not after a 40-year break. So he didn't have 160s. 155s was the closest we could get. It was fine, and I had fun. I had a lot of fun, so that was good. I mentioned the social media app Telegram. Well, I mentioned Telegram, didn't tell you it was a social media app, but it is. I will probably do them a disservice, but it functions very similarly to Messenger. I'm on Telegram as just me, but I'm also thinking of moving at least the Culinary Libertarian page from Facebook to Telegram. Now, I have just learned that there is a competitor to Twitter, Getter, I believe is the name of it, and I'm thinking of heading there too. The massive mainstream social media / government useful-aided behavior modification system is becoming less and less enjoyable and more unreliable. There's a lot to expect in 2022. I hope. I really, really hope we get more good than bad. I think I know how bad it can be. They who created this seem very keen on maintaining the duality of jabbed versus unjabbed, masked versus unmasked, colonists versus Tories, Imperial Guards versus rebels. Pick your duality, then pick another one, because any way they can divide us, and the more ways they can divide us, the happier they're going to be, because it makes ruling through fear and power just so simple. It really, it's just, man, the masses couldn't have made it easier. It's just, it works well. It 2022 might be a bumpy ride. If we find family from another mother, wherever they are in the world, the bumps just might be bearable. And I think we'll find, I think timing's tough. Nobody knows that. I think they'll lose. I think the massive overlords are going to lose. They're going to overplay their hand somewhere again. I think they've done that already, but I think they're not going to win. I don't know what the landscape is going to be when they don't win. I don't know what's going to have been altered that is inalterable back. We've already, I mean, that's already happening on some levels where 2019 is never coming back. I mean, they're just not, I mean, of course, that's not, but they're, that some of the damage is done. So how much more will be done that can't be fixed? Well, who knows the answer to that? But I think there's reason to be optimistic, and I will be the first to admit that I have moments where optimism is just what, it's just a word. It doesn't exist. And then there are days when I have it, and I feel up. I talked to Anthony about that, and it's, it's hard to feel good no matter what. That was his episode. And some days, feeling good is hard to find. But enough of that. All right, I said it's a short show, and it is. This is it. Do check out the Tasting Anarchy podcast. I'm not going to run their spot today. But you can find that on your favorite podcatcher. Find out how much government is in your glass of adult beverage. You probably think that there's some. You may be surprised to find out how much there is. I'm going to add the John Mooney episodes to today's show notes page, which is culinarylibertarian.com/172. And that's it. Short and sweet. Have a good week. And I'll see you soon. Here's to a good 2022. No one is going to give it to us. We have to make it. See you next week.